Hey everyone, welcome to the lobby at Winter Park. Mike Wapshaw joined by a special guest, our friend Kevin Seifert, national NFL writer for ESPN. You can find him on Twitter, at Seifert, ESPN. You cover the league from a national perspective, but you're here covering the local team, the local angle. So what do you think about the game Sunday?
It's going to be fun. You know, I was thinking back to all the different Vikings playoffs games I've been to. Mm-hmm. A couple of them are Saints, involve the Saints, and they all... The minute you get downtown, it's just different, you know. And it's a little bit of a cliche, but it just reminds you like all the times when it seems like things are boring and a random OTA in May, or you're reading about a training camp practice in August, and that it's all working towards this, and this is the fun part of the year.
You know, you think about the 09 title game, which I know you were at and you covered. And, you know, people inside the building now, players and coaches-wise, I mean, that doesn't really matter to them because they weren't here except for Brian Robinson. But it does kind of matter in the game because this game's being played in our stadium, and our fans remember that, and that could add to the atmosphere, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there was two parts of the aftermath of that Saints-Vikings game. One was the obvious, that the Vikings got knocked out of the playoffs and missed a chance to go to the Super Bowl, which the Saints ended up winning. Game the Vikings might well have won had they gone. Mm-hmm. And the second was the Bountygate controversy that lasted for years but emanated from that game. And so if you're a Vikings fan, you're watching how that investigation and the eventual discipline occurred, and you're thinking, geez, not only did the Vikings lose, but there was, you know, according to the NFL at least, some shenanigans going on that shouldn't have gone on, to say the least. The Saints would dispute that, but they did end up serving. Sean Payton served a year in suspension, and so that's the other part. Is that it wasn't just a loss; it was a loss with some, as we say, shenanigans.
Yeah, and you know, fans will remember that, and fans will also keep an eye on the potential matchup the week following this one against the Falcons, which was another, you know, NFC title game loss. And again, that doesn't matter to the current crop of players and coaches, but it matters to the fans, and the fans are filling the stadium. So it is an interesting storyline.
Absolutely, and you know, and just because the players, you know, there's by definition a lack of institutional knowledge in an NFL locker room. The average length of a career is less than 4 years, so you wouldn't expect them to be affected by that. If you have any sense of the broader historical arc of the franchise, you know what it means to beat the Saints in the playoffs. You know what it would mean to beat the Falcons in the playoffs, and. You know, why is the game played? You know, well, probably to make some money, first of all, but also, you know, for the entertainment and the enjoyment of the fans. And so that is definitely a big part of it. And it doesn't, while it's irrelevant to the people in the building, it's certainly relevant to the vast majority of the people who will be watching.
I think these two teams are filled with talented players on both sides of the ball for both teams, and talented coaching staffs, experienced coaching staff. So they're all going to win their fair share of battles. But what are two or three things, advantages you see for the Vikings in this game that you particularly think will impact the game?
I just think, you know, defensively they have an answer for everything. If you want to run the ball, you know, good luck with Linval Joseph and Tom Johnson and Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks and Harrison Smith and the rest of it. If you want to try to throw deep and you think you got a really good receiver like a Ted Ginn or deep or a Michael Thomas anywhere, you know, good luck with Xavier Rhodes and you know, they can put – they have that personnel where they really have whether it's personnel or scheme, an answer for everything. And then you look offensively and you say, well, you know, what are you worried about? You know, Case Keenum and, you know, Dalvin Cook's hurt. But I think if you watch the tape, you found that they have found a pretty some pretty creative ways to get this ball moving and to score points. And so if you're the biggest advantages are that everything that the Vikings have tried over time has worked. And so if you're the Saints, you got to try to figure out something that really none of the Vikings' opponents, for the most part, did.
Stylistically speaking, last question. What do you expect on Sunday from a style and a flow and level of scoring or not scoring?
You know, my initial response to that is because there's two pretty good defenses that it's a low-scoring game, and every time I think that I have it figured out that it ends up being 45-43 or something like that. But it would not be a surprise at all, even given the success of the Vikings offense this year and given the success of Drew Brees and Sean Payton throughout their careers, that this is a very physical, at times violent, lower scoring game.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. We know we'll see you there, so we'll talk about the game afterwards. Hopefully, it's good news for the Vikings. Thanks for your time, Kevin.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate it. For more from Kevin Seifert, make sure you go to ESPN.com, check out his work, and for more on the Vikings, stay right here at Vikings.com.